in my hometown. Let your hair down and let it out. Here we like
and
to
welcome
down,
back to Success down. Made to Last. I'm Rick Tokini. The show is presented by Blinkist.com. This is our country series, and our very special guest today is Raina Roberts. She is blazing a trail towards success with the release of her latest single, Stomping Grounds. She's about to turn 23, topping the charts with this anthem that kicks up some dust. She was raised in California and Alabama and sings about hometowns in a new, fresh way. Raina, welcome to Success Made Last and Roll Tide.
Thank you.
Well, tell us about your background and share a little bit about your first performance back in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been singing all genres forever. I was born 2 months early, and so because of that, I had developmental, well, the doctors told my parents I would have developmental delays, so they played all genres of music to stimulate my brain and to help me, to speed up the process, basically. So I started singing before I could even talk, which is crazy, and then around 3 years old, my mom took me to a bar, a karaoke bar, and she was like, Raina, she's like, what do you want to sing? And so we sang Lady Marmalade, which was my favorite song at the time. And we actually have a picture of that. It's funny. She loves to show people, like, look at my little baby. And that was my first experience, my first performing experience.
And along the way, we understand that you picked up some great musical influence from the likes of Chris Stapleton and Carrie Underwood. Tell us about that.
Oh, man. I've been listening to Carrie Underwood since, I can't even remember, forever. And because I listened to her, she shaped my voice. So I would listen to all of her songs and try and sing them and try and do her riffs and hit all those notes that she would hit. And so I would practice for hours until I was able to do it. And Chris Stapleton, as long as I've been listening to him, you know, his voice is just phenomenal. And all the riffs he does. So I've been trying to do basically those things over and over again so I can learn from them, so I can be as great as they are in their vocal abilities and in their songwriting.
Well, Raina, I think that you are already influencing the next generation of singers with your own individual style. We love your new anthem that reflects a Southern lifestyle. And so why is it important to raise a little hell and pray to God at the same time?
I hope that I can inspire other artists after me, because that's my goal. Like, I want to inspire people the way that my favorite artists have inspired me. And about the raise a little hell in the promised land and pray to God that he don't mind. It's funny because for me, I think that, like, okay, so me personally, I am not typical, like, I'm not super into partying and things like that. But I do like to have a little fun sometimes and just go out and have fun with my friends. But at the same time, you know, if we end up doing something, like, Lord, I did not mean to do this today. I didn't think I was going to do this today, so I apologize. So have a little fun. And also, you know, if you make any mistakes, just, you know, praise the Lord and say, I didn't, you know, I apologize for this. So
tell us the background on Stomping Grounds.
Oh, man. I was talking to my producer, Noah, so we both wrote it together. And he was like, Ray, what are you feeling like today? And I was like, I feel like we need to have an anthem, something that's fun, really energetic. And I had the title Stomping Grounds on my phone, and he played this riff on the guitar. I immediately loved it. And I was like, Noah, I was like, whatever that is, we need to go with that. And so as soon as I heard it, I was like, I have a song title named Stomping Grounds, and every time you play this riff, I just hear Stomping Grounds. And he was like, okay. He was like, what are you thinking about? And I'm like, well, I'm just thinking about, like, my mom and living in Alabama, where we grew up, and our family and our roots. And so that's where I based the song off of. Every time I hear Stomping Grounds, I'm just like, that was my idea of it, being like, where you're from. And I don't know if you've read the other article that I talked about this in the other article, but basically my parents are veterans, and so for them, they had to make wherever they were going their stomping grounds in their home. And so that was the basis of the message.
I really like that. Hey, speaking of hometowns, tell us about your own hometown.
That's hard to say. So being from you know, living in Alaska to Alabama to California and out to Tennessee. I had different sized hometowns. And I feel like in Alabama, being so small, it felt really big. And especially with all of my family being there. I think the only small town, really, I would say that I've ever lived was probably Fairbanks, Alaska.
Well, that's understandable. Hey, we watched your video on YouTube and noticed that Big Al, who is Alabama's mascot, is shown there in the last 20 seconds, almost subliminally. It's important to us because our own daughter graduated from the University of Alabama. What if some other team comes along who wants to use your anthem and plug in War Eagle or Go Dogs? What are you going to do?
You know what? That's a hard question because on one hand, I wrote it for Alabama, and that my mom also graduated from the University of Alabama, and we have Alabama everywhere in our house, life, and even like the license plates and everything. But at the same time, I feel like if people want to use a song because they love the energy and they feel inspired by it, I would also want them to use a song. So that's hard because even though I wrote it for Alabama, I don't want to take people wanting the song or wanting to be inspired by it and wanting to share it with others. I wouldn't want to keep that from them at the same time.
Well, that's all right. That's a great attitude. We think that Stomping Grounds is so great that it could be the next anthem for college game day. It's that good.
Thank you. That makes me so happy. That makes me really happy. I mean, my goal is just to share like what I love, and hopefully, you know, that other people feel the same way. So that makes me really happy to hear.
You bet. I've got one controversial question for you, and I want you to ponder it.
Okay.
There is, in your song, you are proud to be from the South. And it it just drips that you're proud to be from where you are and your background. It seems like in today's political climate, there's a lot of people going, what's the Deep South about? And why are people so hung up on history and all that? What's your perspective, having a good part of your life from Alabama? Why can't people be proud of their past anymore?
I think that I might not be the perfect person to answer that question because that answer is different from everyone. And I feel like it also depends on your life experiences. I mean, that's a hard question. I'm proud of my family and where we are, but at the same time, I acknowledge the past, and I think a lot of people, I don't want to say they get hung up on it, because I think people need to acknowledge it. And when people don't acknowledge the past, that's why people get upset about certain things. So I feel like as long as you know history, you're able to talk about your history, but be proud of your family and things like that. I mean, I think that's what it's about. But at the same time, you know, everybody doesn't have the same experiences. Even though I love my family and I'm proud of my family, some people might not have that experience or have that kind of connection with their family. And so, like I said, it's different for everybody. I think as long as people acknowledge the past and understand it and are able to talk about it, then they should, you know, it shouldn't be a problem.
It sounds like you're not only going on 23, but 33, because you sound like an old soul.
You know, that's funny. That's what people tell me.
And maybe, just maybe, in this time of unprecedented time that we're going through, that your song, Stomping Ground, can be a unifier. Do you believe that music can unify people?
Absolutely. And I pray that it does. I mean, you know, you can hear songs from different countries and, you know, they could be speaking a language you don't even know. But listening to that song, you can fall in love with that song. You might not know what that person is saying, but I definitely feel like music unifies people. If you let it, it can.
I believe it. Raina, hey, thank you so much for being on our show today. Tell us what's up next for you. What's the next single that's coming out?
That's a tough question. I have a lot of songs in the works. I've been working with Noah Henson, who produced On the Grounds, as well as other producers that I'm working with and other writers that I'm really excited for people to hear. But as soon as we get out a song, I'll let you know.
Well, that would be great to have you back on. And where do we follow you on social media?
So my Instagram and my Twitter are TheRaynaRoberts, which is TheReyna Roberts, Roberts. So those are my social handles.
That is great. Raina, thanks again for being on our Success Made the Last Country series. We wish you well and keep up the great work.
Thank you so much. I hope you all have a great day.
Well, Raina, thank you so much for being on our Success Made the Last Country series. You're welcome back anytime. This program is brought to you by Blinkist.com.
So let me tell you a little bit about Blinkist. Blinkist is the most useful app on my phone. And it's really hard to find time to sit down and read and learn more. And when you don't have free time, you can't read or work on personal development. There's this incredible app that solves this problem, and I highly recommend it. It's called Blinkist. Blinkist is really unique. It works on my iPhone. And it could work on your tablet or web browser as well. Blinkist takes the best key takeaways, the need-to-know information from thousands of nonfiction books, and condenses them into just 15 minutes that you can read or listen to. Successful people, like business leaders, are well known for reading lots of books, and Blinkist is made for busy people like you who want to get the main points of a book quickly so you can start using that information right away. And with its audio feature, Blinkist makes it easy to finish a book during your commute or lunch break or while you exercise. There's 12 million plus people using Blinkist right now, and it's got a growing library of self-help, business, health, history books. And you can go to Blinkist.com to see some of the latest titles. I like Blinkist because listening to some of the most popular books that I just haven't found time to get to, including Alexander Hamilton by Ron Chernow and Super Thinking by Gabe Weinberg. Two great books. So right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. You can go to Blinkist.com/success and try it free for 7 days and save 25% off your new subscription. That's Blinkist, BLINKIST.com/success to start your free 7-day trial today. Give it a shot. You will love microburst learning from Blinkist.
Thanks, folks, for joining us on this special Success Made the Last Country series. We hope that you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed this show, give us some positive feedback. And if you'll go to successmadetolast.com, on the contact page, just tell us about your positive experience that you've had and make sure and share this show with others. And if you want to get your week off to a fast start, just opt in for our newsletter and you'll get a weekly dose of wit and wisdom to kick off your week in the right way. I'm Rick Tokini. Thanks for joining us again. And as we say here, may you live the best version of you. Have a great week.